Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show's Freedom from Addiction segment. I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson. Wynn, how are you? Thanks for stopping by today and excited to hear our topic for today.
Now, we're going to be talking about the four questions, Neil, and we covered one of those questions a couple weeks ago, question number three. We're going to hit the other three this morning.
All right.
And the reason that these spiritual questions are important is because most people don't even consider them, much less try to answer them. But if you do answer the questions in a positive way, that you can get the best life that you're going to be able to get, and it will greatly increase your chances of not having addictive behaviors. So are you ready to go on to the questions?
I'm excited. What question are we going to start with?
Well, we're going to start with question number one, who am I? And the spiritual answer to that question, at least in my opinion, is I am a child of God. And if you don't believe in God as your creator, you're going to have problems with my program. But if you do, you're going to pass the first question. And you remember in the Bible, Jesus told the people that he was talking to about the way to pray. And he started out by our Father.
Right.
Not my Father, but our Father.
Yes.
And so I think what Jesus was telling us was God is our spiritual Father. All of us on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, you have to see that relationship. If God is your father and you have properties of him, how can you see yourself as not valuable enough? How can you have a low self-esteem? It just isn't possible.
Right. No, it isn't.
Going on to question two, where did I come from? Well, if you got ask question one, then you've got to say, well, I came from God. That's
right.
That's where I came from. And so the last question, where am I going when I'm done? It is essential to understand that when you're done here, you're going back to God. And that's not a very scary proposition. In fact, there's only a limited amount of beliefs around the world of where you're going and what's going to happen after you die. The first is that the power is cut off. You just cease to exist. And even though that is not something that we like, it's not particularly scary. We would just like to have lived longer. And the next one is a religious question. I'm going to heaven or hell.
Right.
And if you believe that, then there are plenty of books, including the Bible, that will tell you how you can get to heaven. And that's not too hard either. So that's not something to be scared of. And the final one is that your soul is indestructible and continues forever. And so therefore, if your soul is still there, you have the possibility, if you believe in it, of reincarnation, coming back in another life to do it over again, to learn certain lessons. So that is just a transition from one state to another, and that's not particularly scary. So we need to think about those questions. You can get a better discussion in my book, Freedom from Addiction 3, and having that insight into the four important spiritual questions in life will make all the difference in your in the way that you approach the world and how happy you are.
All right, and we can go visit you in different places. You can listen to your program on Libsyn and all over the place. You do a regular radio program yourself. And you can tell us where we can find that and also your website, where are the best places.
Well, Neil, the podcast is available as a direct link. It's www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn, spelling Libsyn, LIBSYN.com. And my website is www.revwynhendersonmd.com. And if you want to see the YouTube videos, go over to YouTube.com and search for Wynn Henderson, MD.
All right. Well, another great discussion. We have to think about those things, but by answering those questions that God's our Father, it kind of answers the rest of the questions for sure. So I appreciate you coming by. Great spiritual discussion. We've had some great addiction discussions. You are the expert when it comes to spiritual, using spiritual means to eliminate addictions. So I appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you, Neil.
All right. You're listening to The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.